There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. What happens when a name, image, and likeness deal goes wrong? We'll talk about that. A Florida-bound quarterback asked for his release because Florida wasn't going to pay up a reported $13 million. More on that coming up. Like a lot of other professional sports, the NBA has adopted rules and a playing style to encourage more offense. If you go back to 2002, the Dallas Mavericks scored 103 points per game. That was number one in the NBA. This season, the Sacramento Kings are scoring 120 points per game. So Dallas is 103, today would be dead last. More three-point shooting. It's the equivalent of baseball swing for a home run. If you don't hit a home run, you strike out. Shoot a three. If you miss a three, keep shooting. There have been 23 40-point games this month. This month. And some of the players, Kyle Kuzma, Lauri Markkanen, Nikola Vucevic. So the skill, you have to have skill to get 40. You do. But it, not everybody should be taking threes. But you're seeing that. It just feels like, you know, we're going to eventually make some of these. And there are some wonderful shooters. But not everybody should be scoring 40 points a night. And I'm okay with offense, but then it becomes how much of a good thing. I like home runs, but then when you watch baseball, it's just home runs. Basketball, it's just all threes all the time. And then you have a player like the Joker. He had 31, 11, and 13. He's the favorite right now to win the MVP. And if you watch the game, you know, the game is highlight driven. And, you know, ESPN played a large role in that. To make ESPN, you had to be in the highlights. You had that with defensive backs blowing up wide receivers. This is how you get into the highlights. Dunks, that's how you get into the highlights. I'm going to cross you over, I get into the highlights. Now, I'm shooting threes and I'm getting 50, I'm in the highlights. The Joker, another triple-double. Denver's 14-0 when he has a triple-double. There's nothing impressive about his game from a highlight standpoint. Very, very little. You watch and you go, that's old man basketball. Nobody can stop it. But we've told the story now a couple of years in a row. Now, Denver hasn't done anything in the postseason. That's why Luka is second favorite right now. But I don't think they're going to do damage in the postseason. Now, I know it's a regular season award, but we like to extrapolate and we like to go, okay, what happened that year in the playoffs? And that's the difference. We're waiting. What do you have? Ja Morant has highlights every single night. I don't know if they're as good as they think they are, but they are entertaining to watch. Nuggets have won 15 consecutive home games. They're doing what you want them to do. Not exciting. I don't know if you're going to tune in to watch Michael Porter Jr. III, Jamal Murray, Probably not. Even tune in to see the Joker. And I watched him. I watched last night. And he'll go back in, fake laugh, fake right, a little jump hook, and that's it.
If you love a good outlet pass.
But he's the one of the best passers to play the game. Not best passing big man. He's moved past everybody. He's one of the best passers in the NBA. Truly is. Remarkable. 13 assists last night. The Grizzlies won again last night. I watched Luka against the Hawks, and, you know, it's not going to end well for Dallas because all Atlanta was doing is double-teaming Luka. I mean, he's still got 30, but if you don't have another weapon, you're not. I don't care how good you are. The Joker showed that. Last year, if you don't have any help, it doesn't matter. Still great. Every single night, LeBron had 32. Lakers lost to the Kings. So LeBron's averaging 35 a game in January. That's his highest average in a calendar month in his career.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
According to DraftKings, the Joker is the big favorite for MVP right now. Then it's Luka, Jason Tatum, Giannis, and Joel Embiid. I think the media is waiting for either Jason Tatum or Luka to step up. And Jason Tatum's been very good for a very good team. Luka has put up some incredible numbers just about every night. But the Joker is there. It's just like steady wins the race. And you watch him and you go, how does he do it? But he does it every single night. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, last night Jokic broke Alex English franchise record for assists in Nuggets history.
And I wouldn't think Alex English would have the record because he rarely passed. He was a great scorer. Yeah, Paulie.
Jokic is also averaging 9.9 assists per game. He's a tick away from averaging a triple-double this year. He's second in the league in assists. Luka is fourth in the league in assists. These guys are the leading scorers and the leading passers.
That's amazing.
Like Tyrese Halliburton is a true point guard. He averages like 15 points, 10 rebounds, or 10 assists.
Yeah.
But these other guys are 30 points, 9 assists.
It's great to watch. It just would never make the highlights. If I was doing SportsCenter now and they go, hey, you're going to get the Denver highlights, I'd be like, all right. Can I get the Memphis Grizzlies highlights too, please? Can you even it out? Can you give me something that's exciting there? But every single night. And imagine you're facing somebody who makes it look so simple that it's so frustrating. You're like, how's he doing this? Because there's no explosion whatsoever. It's like Luka. And Luka has this ability to... He has the game at his own pace. He slows the game down at his pace, which is remarkable because normally you'll get a guy who can have a pace that's fast. Now, Ja Morant has a pace. The Joker has a pace. But Luka is a unique pace because he's on the perimeter. He's got guys guarding him out there. And, you know, he's able to have contact, body position, step back, all of those things. But to be able to never – him and Kawhi Leonard – two guys who move at a different speed, but can control, well, at least Kawhi used to be able to do this, control the game at their speed. Yeah, Seton.
Luka plays basketball sort of the way Le'Veon Bell would wait for a hole to open up in the line, and then he would shoot through it. That's kind of how Luka bounces his way to the hoop.
Yeah. Because, you know, LeSean would kind of drift, and then find the hole. And create, or Le'Veon, and he created a whole different running style.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, he just kind of floats and floats and floats, boom. And, I mean, Luka doesn't have that explosion, but it's basketball is all about angles. I've said this before. When you go, how does that guy get rebounds? How does that guy get that? How can he get his shot off? Everything's angles. And that ability to get to that spot before you get there, or when I get there, what am I going to do when I get there? And you're seeing basketball played at a different speed, at a different level, and it doesn't have that much to do with three-point shooting. Yeah, Marv.
DP, you ever play somebody where they have an old man game, and you're like, all you got to do is, you know, and you try to you're telling the guy guarding him, and then you play him, and then you try to guard him. You're like, oh, this is a little harder than I thought.
When I first moved to New York in the early 80s, I stayed at the Downtown Athletic Club. Now, prior to 9/11, that was where they held the Heisman Trophy ceremony. And I stayed there for a couple of months. And I remember they'd have pickup games every night, like 5 o'clock. And like Mike Dunleavy Sr. was in there. There'd be all these Wall Street guys that come in. And I remember we played a pickup game. And there was a guy who's probably about 6'5". And he had cut off jean shorts on. And he had a t-shirt on. And he had high top white Converse. I go, I got him. That guy torched me. He couldn't jump. He couldn't run. He just out-old manned me. He just knew how to play basketball. Plain and simple. You go, how the hell is it? And then, you know, eventually I'd say, hey, somebody else better pick him up. Because he had that. And then I find out he played in the Ivy League. But he just had this. You know when you have a guy who picks and rolls, or he boxes you out, like all the things that nobody does anymore. And you're like, this is not going to be any fun. This guy torched me. Not that I can play defense, but I'm like, I always try to pick out the guy that I want to play defense against. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I picked the wrong guy. Yeah, Paul.
Those guys are always wearing like New Balance running shoes when they're going to play basketball. Everyone else has nice basketball shoes, and they got New Balance runners with high socks.
He had high top Converse on, white ones, Chuck Taylors. I'm like, you know, it's a fashion statement now, but back then it's like, man, don't you need some new dogs there? Yeah, Mark.
I am becoming the old man because I played at LA Fitness maybe about 2 weeks ago against two younger kids, and it was me and this other guy, probably the same age as me, backdooring these guys to death and back screen, and they had no idea. Yo, who's got him?
John Wall is in the news. Who would have thought? The Clippers guard. He was on Run Your Race podcast, and apparently he was going to go to North Carolina. And that was his dream school, wanted to go to North Carolina. When he got there, Tyler Hansbrough, who was the big man on campus, wasn't interested in showing John Wall around. And, of course, John Wall eventually went to Kentucky for a year. But here's John Wall talking about the experience of going to North Carolina.
I wanted to go to Carolina. That's my dream school. Tell you the story about that. A lot of people don't know that.
Something happened. They told me this story.
They f***ed it up.
I know.
They was the only one that could have got me not to go play for Coach Cal. And they was like NC State then, because Carolina f***ed us. I was going to go to NC State if I was going to do it. But I'm like, man, I can't go to school from here to the refrigerator. I ain't going to never be on campus. I'm going to be at home with my guys. So I go on a visit. Ty Lawson them there. Tyler Hansbrough got his own section. Him and like homeboys. I'm a little recruit. I walk up and say, what do you say? I don't talk to recruits. I was like, I ain't coming here. That f***ed up right there.
So Tyler Hansbrough didn't talk to John Wall. Tyler Hansbrough saw it differently. He said the Bank of Calipari is the reason why John Wall didn't go to North Carolina.
Is that Naples, Italy?
The Bank of Calipari. Yeah, that's the reason why he went to Kentucky and not to North Carolina. You know, Tyler Hansbrough is, I still think, the leading scorer in the history of the ACC. One of the greats. But because he wasn't great, he didn't leave early. Therefore, he stayed at North Carolina, and therefore that made him one of the greats in ACC history, because he wasn't great enough to leave after his freshman year. Yes,
I'm having a very hard time wrapping my mind around the idea that Tyler Hansbrough wasn't good enough to leave early, so that made him one of the greatest players in ACC history.
But it is.
And that's what happened.
I know. It's what? Longevity. I think he averaged 20 points a game. I mean, he was a really good college player, but he wasn't one of those one-and-done guys. Although, I don't know how many one-and-doners were at North Carolina at the time. Yeah, Paul.
John Wall played 37 games in college. Tyler Hansbrough almost played more games in college than he did in the NBA. He played 142 games in college, 4 years. He played 428 and was a decent backup player in the NBA. But like, it's like their careers are opposite.
Yeah. But the only way, like if you said, you know, who's a better basketball player, Shaq or Laettner? Okay, Shaq. In college, Christian Laettner owned him.
Yeah. What?
Like his resume.
Yes.
I mean, Christian Laettner is one of the top five players of all time. And Shaq acknowledges this. When they went head to head, Christian Laettner owned him. But Shaq was greater to be able to go into the NBA earlier. Unless Leitner, you know, just said, look, I love playing here and winning championships and staying at Duke. But, you know, he could have stayed for a fifth or sixth year. Yeah, Seton.
Tyler Hansbrough made $16 million in his career. That's what John Wall gets for shoot around.
He made that for not playing last year.
Yeah, that's true. They sat him down and he made, what, $42 million?
John Wall's at right now career.
Okay, let's guess. Career salary, John Wall. There's no other show in America doing career salary, John Wall today. Well, hold on. Here's our theme music.
Salary, 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 salary.
Yep. All righty.
Salary, salary.
Holly,
salary,
give us the number of years for John Wall.
13 seasons.
Okay, 13 seasons.
He started at 5.14.
All right. Todd, you go first. Career salary, John Wall, Clippers guard.
326,125.
Wow, very specific. And 50 cents. Marvin?
294.
All right. Polyester?
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to go 222.
I'm going to go 2025. Seton O'Connor?
As of this moment, 276,483,708.
Are there any pennies in there, any cents in there?
I think they round.
Do they round up?
I think they round
up. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if you just said, you know, 272,480,071. Yeah, Marv.
To go back to Hansbrough real quick, that's just such a ridiculous amount of money. Like guys who win the National Player of the Year,
yeah,
they're not NBA prospects. Frank Mason, Luke Garza,
yeah, out of Iowa. Huh? Yeah.
Trey Burke, Frank Kaminsky, like those guys. It's so funny to see those guys who are the best player in college basketball. Oh, what do you have them as?
When,
I don't know, late first round.
When did we have a Player of the Year who was a freshman?
Zion.
Okay. It does happen.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not very often is what you're saying.
It's just those guys, you know.
There 2 or 3 years? Got to be there, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I see a bunch of seniors. Buddy Hield.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And we have a nickname like Psycho T. You would hope it would translate a little bit into the NBA as opposed to just kind of being there.
With Tyler Hansbrough? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to take a break. Name, image, and likeness. It's getting out of hand. A recruit going to Florida, I guess, was promised, even though you're not allowed to, supposed to, $13 million in name, image, and likeness, and all of a sudden found out they just promised, they didn't deliver. He wants to get out of his national letter of intent. We'll discuss that a little bit. Also, are we misreading what Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee earlier this week about, I still think I can win an MVP? Have that for you coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Not a loan, a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. If you have a business, 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Once again, not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. GetRefunds.com has a team of tax attorneys that are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify. Find out if your business qualifies by going to GetRefunds.com. You'll click on Qualify Me. You answer a few questions, and then you could be good to go. The payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time. Even if your business took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales, you might still be able to qualify. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We're going to revisit what Aaron Rodgers had to say to Pat McAfee, because they have quotes. They're called poll quotes. You pull it from a conversation, an interview, and that's what everybody talks about. But the context of what Aaron Rodgers was saying, I think, is being misread by a lot of people in the media. We'll have that for you coming up. We've talked about name, image, and likeness and where it's going. Basically, what you have right now in college football is you have speed limits, but nobody's enforcing. There's no police. Like, hey, you shouldn't be going that fast, or you're not allowed to do. There's nobody enforcing it, but there's speed limit signs, but nobody is acknowledging, or a stop sign. And then I saw this story about Jaden Rashada, Florida-bound quarterback. And Alan Taylor, The Athletic, wrote an article about this. You know, he's very popular on social media, this quarterback, four-star, five-star quarterback. And he was supposed to, the Gator Collective, they were going to give him a name, image, and likeness contract valued at more than $13 million. Now, the collective is different than the school or the athletic department. It's like a booster group there. Then he already flipped. He was committed to Miami. He was supposed to be getting a $9 million NIL deal. Then he went to Florida. Now he's in Florida. Now he wants to leave Florida because he's not getting his money. Let's bring in Alan Taylor. He's done a great job covering this. How did I do in summing that up there, Alan?
Spot on, man. And it took you 1,800 fewer words than it took me.
Okay. How did the collective at Florida get him to flip from Miami to Florida?
Yeah, he flipped on November 10th, and then we find out subsequently that on November 7th, or thereabouts, there was a $13 million offer extended by the collective, which a little more background on the collective is they're crowdsourcing sort of just getting started, 18 months in deal that doesn't have $13 million. That's why a second collective from Florida began last year of mega donors to sort of handle the big buys, if you will. Whereas this collective is probably has enough money to cover the Olympic sports. So that $13 million pledge clearly was based on a promise from someone else at another collective or another donor. That hasn't been confirmed yet, although everybody has a pretty good guess at which donor it is. And then, of course, by December 7th, which is 2 weeks before the early signing period, a notice to terminate that contract was sent out. I'm told there was a window to terminate the contract, but as you can imagine on the Rashada side, having flipped the commitment, that could be problematic. He still signed with Florida on December 21st. It took a couple hours extra to get that signing in. The press conference with Napier was scheduled for 4 p.m. It didn't start till after 5 because they were waiting on some of that behind-the-scenes stuff to happen. And then even on January 3rd, I talked to Rashada in Orlando at an Under Armour game. The kid was really excited about Florida. Had the formations already in his possession and was studying them. And then when it comes time to enroll last week, whatever renegotiations were going on didn't come to fruition, and now he's asked for a scholarship release.
Yeah, I talked to a source yesterday when I told him we were going to be talking about this, and he said Florida is known in the college recruiting community as overpromising. And he said, not surprised about this, that they overpromised, and then you get on campus, now where are you going to go, and maybe you're going to get a different deal than what you thought. But is this legal? That you know, if you're recruiting with NIL before he gets there, he knows that he's supposed to be making $13 million?
It's totally against NCAA guidelines, but still and yet, every school I'm told is doing it to some degree. And they're parsing it where maybe you don't sign the contract until you're on campus, but it's promised. Billy Napier, both on the record and off, has been adamant that Florida doesn't want to entice recruits. He wants to take care of the guys who are on his roster and already in the building, which is really the genuine spirit of NIL. But at the same time, you know, this couple classes before they try to regulate this somehow, it's a high dollar value these recruits have. And, you know, one of the sources told me for that story you referenced that there's no way Billy Napier was going to make this kid the second highest paid person in the building. And truly, this Florida situation is not of the making of the athletic department, but it's entirely theirs to clean up, because you have to get all these different entities on the same page, because the headline says Napier and Florida lost a quarterback, not the Gator Collective.
Why was the offer pulled?
I think the behind-the-scenes promises for that money didn't pan out and weren't presented in writing. And so they had to scramble before signing day. And whatever happened between December 7th and December 21st was enough to get Rashada to sign, which, as you know, is a binding national letter of intent. But now he's asked for his release, and I fully expect Florida's just going to move on unless there's some really strong threat of litigation that might prevent them from just releasing him right off the bat. You know, I think some of the parties behind the scenes want to be cleared of all responsibility on this.
Is he worth it?
No, he's not. And but then again, the market is what the market is, right? There were houses sold all across this country that weren't worth the bottom line the last few years. I talked to sources who had trouble believing that Miami was even offering him $9 million when he committed to Miami last summer. So it's hard for me to digest these numbers, and I know fans say they're not real. They are ludicrous, but in this case, it was offered. But then, you know, quite frankly, when it came time to get him in school, they don't think he's a $13 million quarterback, which would be a 4 or 5 year term, by the way, not annually. No one does. Arch Manning isn't getting that kind of deal. Nico at Tennessee is apparently getting $8 million over 4 years, and that's probably the richest deal that's been signed yet.
Can the NCAA investigate? Do they even have an investigative department for college football?
I was told by a source that no one is worried about the NCAA because they're toothless, and that no one is really even worried about the Florida state law, which was one of the first states to pass one that says, you know, an athlete can't receive payment until he's on campus and enrolled. Well, obviously, this would be a violation of that. But again, a source told me that that no one's enforcing that Florida law either. Now in California, high school kids can be paid, but this is still a contract issued obviously by a Florida entity. So apparently that law would be the one that takes precedent.
We're talking to Alan Taylor, the Florida beat writer for The Athletic, covering this name, image, and likeness story. You cover the SEC. A&M felt like they were at the forefront of doing this, but Jimbo Fisher said they don't do this. Nick Saban, when he prior to the season, was talking to his boosters saying, hey, we got to step up. So everybody's kind of doing that right in front of everybody, correct?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You know, the argument for name, image, and likeness all these years were that these schools are making money and athletes on campus aren't getting any of it. Well, the minute that this became a deal and it was sort of opened up, you knew that all that below the table money that had perpetuated in recruiting all these years, most of it was going to be moved above the table. And now athletes are going to pay taxes on it. There's going to be contracts. The holdup was that can't be promised or signed before they get on campus. And by the time you get them on campus, well, obviously, those deals have to be solidified. So I think it's just added a little bit of transparency to the nastiness of recruiting. But in a situation like this, who knows? This is going to end up being a test case and maybe even a how not to for collectives across the country.
Best NIL story you've heard without naming names?
Well, multiple kids, and I say kids, they're going into college, multiple All-Americans at the Under Armour game off the record said that they were receiving almost NIL cold calls on signing day from schools they had not even visited. As though, you know, there was a call center set up somewhere where they were just random dialing top 200 players and saying, hey, if you're at all not thinking about signing with school X, school Y will give you, you know, several hundred thousand. And I will say there was a Florida player who was not in the portal last year who was approached by a school with a written offer for several hundred thousand dollars. And Florida's NIL staff looked into it and the company making the offer was 72 hours old. It had just been incorporated.
It's like the bride is walking down the aisle and you're there at the wedding and say, hey, before you do it, I'm your high school boyfriend here. You want to reconsider?
Yeah, we had a moment at the rehearsal dinner, right?
Yeah. Great job on this, Alan. I don't know where we're headed, but you're right about whatever was under the table. It almost felt like under the table was better than over the table and you know, in some of these, like marijuana under the table, as opposed to everybody now can buy marijuana. I don't know. It's just kind of wild. I think I just compared marijuana to name, image, and likeness.
Well, name, image, and highness. Will happen eventually.
Yeah. All right.
I'm good for about one a week. In a couple of years, you're going to see these Power Five schools break away, and they'll be able to fund the NIL themselves versus having third parties do it, which is really where this communication came from.
I think I agree with you. Alan, thank you. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Dan.
Alan Taylor covers the SEC, Florida beat writer for The Athletic. And I saw highlights of the kid. Everybody looks good in their highlights, but he's a social media star. And that's what's big now. You know, you're trying to get likes and, you know, your social media numbers, and I'm going to bring that to your program. Wow. But I was told when a source I reached out to and I said, hey, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. And he said, Florida famous for promising and never delivering these kind of name, image, and likeness deals. Oh, what a country. What a country. All right. Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show. He's on there every week. And it was a long conversation. At one point, Aaron Rodgers is actually kind of interviewing himself. He's asking questions and he's answering the questions. And the poll quote is what we call it in the business, where something was said and you take it. Now that's the headline. You click on the story and then you read everything that's said. But Aaron Rodgers was asked by his former teammate, A.J. Hawk, about, is there a scenario where maybe he doesn't play in Green Bay? And he had this to say.
Do I still think I can play? Of course. Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had. I think no player wants to be part of any type of rebuild. I said that years ago. Reloads are a lot of fun because you feel like you're close. You're only a couple guys away. This game is about relationships. It's about the players you play with and count on, even if they don't maybe show up huge in the stat book. A guy like Mercedes Lewis, that's a guy I want to finish my career with. You know, I want the Randall Cobbs of the world, if he wants to keep playing, in my locker room. Guys you can win with.
Okay, so the poll quote was that he thinks he could still play at a high level, he can win an MVP. So everybody is now looking at that quote because Aaron didn't say, I think I could still win a Super Bowl. Now, if you play at a high enough level, you're going to win the MVP. I'm pretty sure you're going to be in the playoffs and you might be hosting a game or two and maybe you go to a title game and conference title game. Maybe you go to the Super Bowl. Maybe. But everybody took it out of context. It was like, oh, all he cares about is winning MVPs. And then Rob Gronkowski got into it, and he was presented the quote by Kay Adams on Up and Adams podcast. Here's Gronk.
I'm totally fine with everything he said, except one major part, and that's the MVP again. It's just that I think I could win another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then that would have been totally fine. Like, bro, like, why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, you know, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVP. So that's why I'm just a little confused about that, you know, about that quote that he just had. I mean, it should be Super Bowls.
Okay. Now, he's protecting his guy, Tom Brady. Because he won Super Bowls. Rodgers was winning MVPs. Well, Rodgers is saying, I can play at a high level. I don't know if we can play at a high level, but he's not saying, hey, I can be great, but we're not going to win a Super Bowl. You're going to be on a team that's good. If you're going to win the MVP, you don't win if you're on a last place team. You're winning an MVP because you're putting up great numbers and you have a good team around you. But I think we're making something out of nothing. And I'm not a Rodgers apologist, but in this case, I'm just trying to be fair to the quote. I don't think he's saying, you know what, I don't care about my team. I just care about me. Now, I could probably make some comments or critique some of his other answers over his career that made it seem like he was selfish. But this is a long, long conversation. And that's what should be factored in as well. He's just talking. This isn't a press conference. He's talking to McAfee and A.J. Hawk. And he was asked about, hey, I mean, he's going to be 39. That was ancient until Tom Brady. So just understanding the context and being fair to him, I don't think he's saying, I could win an MVP, but I'm not going to be on a team that's good enough. And he's wondering, are we a rebuild in Green Bay or are we reloading? Yeah, Paul.
And I listen to the whole conversation. The more you hear it, the more it sounds like he's going to play another year for the Packers. Mercedes Lewis is there. Cobb is there. Yeah. You know, there's some other players. Bakhtiari and his friends are there. They're not all going to go with him down to Carolina or whatever new team he goes to. It's not a package deal. If I were a Packers fan, I hear that interview. I'm like, yeah, he's probably going to do another year.
Yeah, I just thought that, was I missing something there? Seton, what did you read from what Rodgers was saying?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, 40 seconds of a 4-minute answer, something like that. Yeah. So it's easy to pull that part out. But yeah, I mean, he was talking about his level of play, not what his goals are for the next season. You know what I mean? Like he was talking, I feel like I could still play at an MVP caliber level, but that's not what his main motivation for coming back next year is. It's like, it's completely taking it out of context.
Because he could go someplace else. If you go someplace else, how good do you think you're going to be? I mean, A.J. Hawk is the one asking him. Yes, he.
And that's the weird part about the way all of this works now, is that now it's true.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't matter what he intended or what he was actually saying or that it was taking out of context. Now it's actually just true that he's more focused on being the MVP than winning Super Bowls. That's why he has 4 MVPs and 1 Super Bowl. And if he was more focused on winning Super Bowls, that would be reversed.
He would be like Tom Brady.
And that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, Paul.
And the other thing, now it's a thing between Rodgers and Gronkowski, which it isn't a thing. But it's not like Gronk was sitting at home the other day, you know, folding his cargo shorts going, you know what, that Rodgers clip really bothers me. Let me call into a podcast. And he was presented it out of context.
Because I don't know if he was listening to Rodgers on McAfee. I don't know if he was. But when I just saw the quote and I thought, okay. And then I listened to it in context and I go, that sounds like we just made something out of nothing here. But that's what we do. And you wonder why athletes don't trust us.
Buzzkill.
Yes. When they say, you took it out of context. Normally we don't, but there are a few times when we do. We're like, let's just take this out. That'll be a good headline. That's clickbait there. Yes, Marv.
Imagine if that was like a printed interview, like something in print.
Yeah.
Boy, those things are taken out of context so much, so bad sometimes.
I know. And just hearing the tone, you know, how you answer a question. Are you joking? You know, are you laughing? Whatever it might be. Now, sometimes you'll get a writer say, you know, in parentheses, laughing or whatever it might be. But all right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, and we'll close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line.
Off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah,
listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That was a fast show.
I feel like we should do another hour.
Let's do another hour.
I'd like to. I don't think we can. I'd love to do it where we did 3 hours and then we did an hour, a standalone hour. And then we just put it on YouTube or something. You guys in doing that? All in favor, say.
Who's got it better than me?
Who's got
it
better?
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
What's that? Was that Marvin?
Yeah. We got a Meat Friday tomorrow. I mean, what's on the menu?
You're in charge of the menu.
I am?
Well, you are the general contractor.
I am.
You're the general contractor.
Yeah. Yeah. The GC.
Are you going to let Tyler, the creator, freestyle?
No.
Next week is an International Meat Week. You know that, right?
Yeah.
National Meat Week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yes. That's next week, Paul.
Yeah, but we should start
preparing.
But
we're doing this week.
Get our tolerance up.
This week. I'm bringing the Traegers out to our set. Tomorrow we'll tell you where we're going to... No, hey, where we go, the Traegers go.
Yeah.
We're gonna grill out every morning. Tomorrow we'll let you know where our set's going to be. And not sure if we can have an audience there, but after the show, being able to do a meet and greet, say hello to you. We're working all of these things out. We're working on Seton's road trip, places he could stop along the way, America's heartland, as he takes the Sprinter van out to Arizona. Yes, Mart?
Steak and eggs on the Traeger?
We could do that.
Steak and eggs.
Because it's like going to be a couple hours earlier for us, 7 to 10 local time in Arizona. I'm okay with steak and eggs. But we're doing that, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We got to mix it up a little bit there. Yeah, Paul.
Breakfast burritos are huge in Arizona.
Yeah. Bloop, bloop,
huge.
Man, I love a breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Really a chorizo, though, can get things going.
Can we have a margarita at 10:05 local time?
You don't need to ask. Of course you can.
I remember when we went to Portland, and we had a great time in Portland. People were wonderful. I had never had a Bloody Mary in my life. And we're walking back from the show that morning. And we walked by a breakfast place, and I saw people outside having Bloody Marys. It was 9:30 in the morning. And I said to Seton, want to have a Bloody Mary? He's like, yeah. So we sat down and had my first Bloody Mary I ever had.
It's great.
Yeah, it was.
It's great.
Yeah. Okay.
That was when my wife and I were dating. I had never had a Bloody Mary either. And one morning we went out to breakfast, and she ordered a Bloody Mary, and I was like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm not, what are you doing? Drink that? She's like, you've never had a Bloody Mary. And so she gave me a sip of it. And it's like a choir of angels started singing. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, do you want to get married? We should just get married right now. Will you marry me?
True story.
Yeah.
I've done that with oysters with my wife where I'd never had them. And then I had them and I go, oh my God, how did I not have these? And sushi was another thing. I'm like, no, I don't. You know, from the Midwest. I'm from Ohio. You know, we have meat and potatoes and we have sushi. She goes, well, just try this tuna. And I was like, oh, that's a, yes, Todd.
Well, you're like an oyster expert now. Don't
yes,
you?
I am.
To be specific kinds.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, the Kumamotos. Yeah. Can't go wrong with the Kumamotos.
You get that salty look when you ask about them and they're not.
Oh, I know. You said these are. What is it? PC?
Prince Edward Island. Are these PEI?
PEI.
Are these Wellfleets?
Yeah, we don't do Wellfleets.
What are the?
We don't do Wellfleets.
Snobby.
No. I always do. I'm always doing Pacific Northwest.
Oh, are these Noank?
Whatever. No, I'm not going to do these. No. Do you have the Kumamotos, please? Now I'm a snob.
We'll take 2 dozen.
Yeah. I'm annoyed.
And these guys will have.
I'm annoying with that. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Let's see. We got a couple. 1993, the Oakland A's unveiled a new elephant logo. They used to do that during spring training. I remember they had those hats.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, 96. NHL announced the Winnipeg Jets could move to Phoenix. Those Jets had good uniforms back in the Winnipeg days.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1958, the Canadian Football Council changed its name to the Canadian Football League.
The Tuck Rule game on this day, 2002. Oh. And I had a horrible day in 1974 on this day. Notre Dame beat UCLA, ended UCLA's 88-game winning streak. Digger Phelps against John Wooden, Bill Walton. I was bummed out that day. Todd, what did you learn today?
Jason Garrett was surprised to see many pro wrestlers on his early morning flight from Mobile, Alabama to Dallas to interview for a coaching job.
Seton, what did you learn?
Marcus Spears on set, Super Bowl.
He was great.
Let's go.
Marv?
You know what spitting means.
Yes, I do. I do. You're telling the truth. Paulie?
Make sure the NIL check clears.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how, with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Make sure you check out all the great T-shirts, the merchandise we have at danpatrick.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Meet Friday. One more item, we close out the show. I told Seton when he was going cross-country, you know, it'd be nice if maybe he stopped into South Bend, Indiana. He goes, oh, okay, Notre Dame. I said, no, you know who's in South Bend?
Tire Rack.
Tire Rack.
Yeah.
You could do a drive-by.
Yeah.
Say hi, guys.
Pick up a spare.
Yeah.
On our way.
Oh, okay, yeah. Pick up a couple of spares there. TireRack.com/Dan. They get everything you need. The best experience. They got knowledge, passion. They've been doing it for over 40 years. If you're looking for tires, they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a couple of questions, get a personalized tire recommendation in about 2 minutes. Get the right tires for what you drive and how you drive and where you drive. These Sumitomo tires, they've got those. Skip the waiting room in many areas, offering mobile tire installation. You go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them we sent you. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play, you've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.